One's a former NFL star turned esports coach.
I was getting the stink eye from my wife. She's like, what you doing? I'm like, nothing.
And one's a dad who can't stop playing Rocket League.
These kids these days, they're like, blah, 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 blah. We're used to jump and run.
Together, they welcome you to Amon Green's Gamers Lounge.
Ah, welcome in to Amon Green's Gamers Lounge. We're on episode 82, John. 82 of these things we've done. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the live stream on Twitch here on Amon Green TV. If you haven't tuned in to watch us live, please do. We had a little technical difficulties with our software, but Artie couldn't get it working quite right. So I was like, let me get this. We got to get the show started because we got to get the rest of our days going. So, but here, we're here. So it's myself and my good friend John here. How you doing?
Good, 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 Amon.
Good, good. Peace with the peace sign. Yep, it's always peace out there. So, man, checking in. I said a long, fun weekend. And real quick, rundown on the show. So if you're first tuning in for the first time, the show, we talk about video games. We talk about what's going on in the video game industry. You know, if it's esports, if it's new games coming out, if it's just a trend that's out there, we're talking about it. And then also we have a fun conversation called This or That. We bring up any news bits out there that is always going on in the video game world, you know, serious stuff, fun stuff, or just stuff that is very interesting that we find out what's going on in the business world of video games. And then also we talk about what's on stream and then also the video game releases that come out week over week. Some weeks it's no games. We've had those weeks. And then some weeks is like 100 games out. So you're like, wow. How are you going to play all these games? You never do. I got a cabinet full of video games that I have not even played yet. They're still in the plastic. So don't feel guilty. We're all part of that. It's the vicious cycle of seeing a cool game and you're like, oh man, I'm going to get that. Then you realize you're a grown person. You got a job, kids, and you might not have spare time to do that. That's where I find myself at. But welcome to the Gamers Lounge. That's the rundown. That's of what we talk about week over week. And checking in real quick from last week. Like I said, I had a long, fun weekend. Went down to Dallas, Texas to hang out with my good friend, Tim Diallo from Lucid Sound Audio, which is one of the sponsors of this podcast and show, and was able to visit one of my daughters. She lives down in Dallas. And so we hung out Friday night hard, real hard, to where Saturday and Sunday, I was like, I'm done of that hard hanging out. I'll just keep it there. I enjoyed the Cowboys game. It was an interesting game. I thought the Cowboys were going to come in this thing and throw in haymakers, but Denver Broncos came in throwing haymakers to the Dallas Cowboy coached by Mike McCarthy. So I thought that was interesting. I was like, what? I'm watching the game like, what? Is this Freaky Friday? Or am I in the Matrix? I say, because you know, Freaky Friday, you know, you change bodies. You know, Jamie Lee Curtis. And Lindsay Lohan, they switch bodies. You know, mom becomes the daughter becomes the mom. And I'm like, did the Broncos just become the Cowboys and kick the Cowboys' butt? Like, what did I watch here in the stands here in Dallas AT&T Stadium? I'm like, this is crazy. So, yeah, it was fun. But we met a lot of great people in the suite. I was able to get, you know, my good friend Tim, got us in the suite, John. I was able to sit in the suite, one of the suites, and it was actually almost field level. So you could really see the good view of the field, see the players playing. And but it was a fact, I made a lot of great people in this suite. This suite is one of the law firms that help the Dallas Cowboys negotiate a lot of their deals or business, some of their business things that they do. Because obviously Jerry Jones, he is probably, even though a lot of the obviously players, I'm a former player, kind of look at him as a shrewd business guy, but he does business the way business needs to be done. If you go down there, and I've been down, this was my third time being in AT&T Stadium. And what I noticed about that area around that stadium and then just the whole organization, it is run the right way. It is run as a business should run. You know, you go in there, have fun, you can enjoy yourself, you get the experience of being a football fan, but not only that, you get the experience of being a Dallas Cowboy fan because they have, you know, the photos, the pictures of former players, you know, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, you know, Tom Landry from when he got it. It's a trophy. I'm not a trophy, it's a statue, excuse me. Probably like a 20-foot statue of Tom Landry, similar to what they've done in Lambeau Field with Curly Lambeau. So I thought that was, you know, I thought that's pretty neat. So for fans of any sports, I say this is something you got to come check out. If you're not even a Dallas Cowboy fan, come to AT&T Stadium when you get an opportunity. It is fun. It is, you walk in the stadium and parts of the stadium, you don't even think you're in a stadium. You're like, am I in a stadium or am I in a 5-star restaurant or a sports bar? That's pretty cool.
That's cool. It's crazy. They got that huge video board too, like one of the biggest in the nation or something like that.
Yes, it's something like that. The video board is real. Like the first time I was in the stadium was when the Packers went to the Super Bowl. You know, obviously I didn't get picked up as a player, so I was able to go down as a former player and take part in the festivities of the Super Bowl with opportunities, you know, activations, events going on. And so one of the events I was a part of was basically got me into the game, got me into the stadium on game day. So I'm sitting there, I did the event, it was like a meet and greet. And then they take me up to where my seats were, and it was on the high, it was way up there. Mm-hmm. But when I looked, when I got in my seat, I'm like, this is not a bad seat. Cause I got my TV screen, like almost like I could touch it. It was like right there. And I could see the screen, I could see the players playing. So I was like, it's almost like Lambeau. It's not a bad seat in the house with this screen right here staring at you, you know, in the face. That's what, I don't know, it's like what, 50 yards. I don't know how big it is.
It's huge, huge. Right?
Huge. Yeah. It's huge. So yeah. So I enjoyed that. But yeah, at that moment, I was like, oh man, that's cool. That's pretty cool. So then I went down, I was able to go down to the field level, hang out with the guys at halftime a little bit and then watch them win the Super Bowl. So no, it was good. But then from this Sunday, it was just like, wow, what happened? Where are you at, Cowboys? Like I said, Freaky Friday, Matrix going on in Dallas, man. So yeah, how was your weekend, John? How was your last week, buddy?
Pretty good. I mean, the weather where we're at cooperated big time, like in the 60s in November, like get out of here. Like you just had to be outside as much as you could. Yeah. Other than that, I got into kind of like the sports zone because there's so much talk on Aaron Rodgers this week.
Of course,
about him catching COVID and then not being vaccinated. And that had its, I was shocked at how many different categories of news that weaved through. I thought for sure that's a number one sports story. I didn't know that would be all the way to all these other outlets that everybody would find so much interest in that. Maybe I should have known. I don't know, but I would kind of follow that. Enjoyed the weather outside. What else? What else happened? I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. And I'll say with the Aaron stuff, comment on that real quick, then we'll move on. It's a global pandemic going on. So that's probably why it was like you said, it was just like everywhere. People talking about it, or surprisingly, if nobody talked about it, like, hold up, wait a minute, you didn't see this going on? And then the news about OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., possibly becoming a Packer now in the last few days, 2 days, because Cleveland Browns released him, I think, last week, you know, either Friday or Saturday of last week. And like we were talking before we hit record, was it Baker Mayfield and him and Odell haven't talked yet, you know? They're like, oh, y'all were teammates for what, 2 years, 3 years, 2 years?
Roughly. Something like that.
And they was wide receiver quarterback, and you would think they have a rapport. And I'm pretty sure they have a rapport, but haven't talked yet. It's just interesting. Just a tad bit interesting.
And that right there, that part and the part that he, you know, kind of got his way out of New York, there is some pause for concern, I think, if you're a Packer fan. And you're like, because they've offered him the veterans minimum apparently. And so like, do you want that? Are you sure? Like, are you afraid that Aaron's not going to be talking to Odell and something's going to get messed up and any chemistry they have? How do you tell me, can one guy come in and disrupt chemistry, or do we overblow that?
No, it can happen.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's going to happen here if Odell comes, but it can happen because that player coming into the team can be a big persona. And obviously Odell is kind of there. He's a big persona in some instances, like a T.O. I remember when T.O. was in free agency during the end of my career. And before he went to Philadelphia from the 49ers, it was talked that he might come to Green Bay. And I was like, oh, well, if he comes here, and he was that guy, he was a polarizing a very influential player and obviously a dominator. He's in the Hall of Fame. I got asked that several times. Oh, what if T.O. gets picked up by you guys? Am I, are you going to have a conversation with him? What do you expect from him? I'm saying, well, I expect him to be the player that he is, a phenomenal player. But I will, as a team captain, sit him down and be like, hey, bro, this is a team atmosphere. Now, we don't go on. I can't remember if it was before he was doing push-ups in the driveway or after, or sit-ups, doing his CrossFit workout.
Yeah, with his shirt off.
With the shirt off. I can't remember. It was during that time, though, because I think that was in Philadelphia. So that was actually him leaving Philly to go to Dallas, I think. And so I'm like, hey, bro, you know, I would have said, look, respectfully, hey, look, this is a team. We play together. We know our roles. Nobody's bigger than that. And you earn what you earn. You know, if you ball out, you earn another contract. We extend you. Great. But don't come in here causing no static. And that's just a sit down conversation, a respectful conversation, not me trying to debo him into our culture. It's just, hey, man, this is a game. It's a team game. You got to understand it. And so that's something where maybe if that does happen with Odell Beckham coming into Green Bay, that's that conversation that somebody on the team, be it Aaron, be it Devontae. I say Devontae, that would be good because they're the same position. And Aaron, too. I mean, because they know what they can do. That team is playing great. From the last game, I know this is football, but I would say defense showed up in this last game for the Packers, and everything looked good from the standpoint. Jordan Love actually did as best as he could do as a young quarterback. Right. So I'm excited to see his progression, his development, and now it just gives more confidence for that team moving forward. You know, obviously if Aaron gets out, you know, goes out again or gets hurt or whatever, you know, not just saying it's football, it happens. But now you got a guy that you could trust. You got a guy, you know where he stands in that. So enough about football. You can listen to my podcast on my block, Green Bay Packer podcast with Amon Green and Mike Wall for those questions and those answers there. There you go. But to the Twitch chat, Denai, what's up, man? We got a couple more weeks to Halo Infinite. I'm so psyched. I know here in Wisconsin, the Andy, John, you remember Andy that we had on the show from Gaming Generations?
Yes.
He told me that they're doing a launch party at the L House in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. So the day of Halo Infinite launch. So December 8th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. You know where I will be. You know where I'm going to be. That's going to be on Tuesday. What? And is Halo? I'm so excited. So excited. So excited. Yes. So Denai, that's what we're doing there in Wisconsin. Denai's down in Chicago. So I know y'all going to have some big stuff going on in the Chicago area for Halo Infinite. And Joe Warren, what's up, guy? What's up, man? How you doing? And we have Right Hero. He said he wants to interview me on his podcast, John. But I gotta do John's first before I do Right Hero. All right. But yeah, we could do that. Just send me a message, DM me in my Instagram. I'll announce that here at the end of the show. And the Bearded Doty, he says he loves our streams, John. He hopes to see me gaming soon. Yeah, because I say the season's over with esports. Unfortunately, I was just telling John how I missed the season already. It's not even been a week past, but it's all over. But yeah, I'm going to get back to streaming. And shoot, maybe one night I'll get John on there with me, play some Rocket League or something.
Yes.
Something fun, you know? So yeah. And then Bearded Doty says the Halo hype is real. Yes, it is. And then thank you, though, Bearded Doty, for 5 months subbing in a row. Appreciate you there. So, John, let's get to these news bites, man. You know, we got stuff going on in the world. I see yours first. I like what that says because it's giving shoppers, it sounds like it's giving shoppers a leg up. So tell us what's going on in the world of Amazon and Target right here.
I caught this from TheVerge.com. Here's the headline. Buy two games and get one free at Target or Amazon. I thought, well, this is something that gamers should know about. So this sale is restricted to physical copies. So, Amon, this is right up your alley. Physical copies, okay, but includes new titles like Call of Duty Vanguard and Guardians of the Galaxy. Tons of classic contemporary board games as well. Animal Crossing, Monopoly, Sushi Go. Anyway, here's the point. There is a link at this Verge website, and you can get three for the price of two. You just, you know, you follow the link, and then they kind of tell you the rules at Amazon, and you just kind of go down there and get whatever games you would like out of their qualifying items. Mm-hmm. And then what else? There was something else there. Oh, yes, the Xbox Elite Series 2 controller. is kind of a lot of people love that controller. And right now you can save $40 on that at Walmart and Target, bringing the price down.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, to $140. So I think it's like 20, almost 25% off. But if you want to get three games for the price of two, or two games and get one free, right? Yeah. I think that's the same. Isn't that the same thing?
Say that again. Say it slow. Slow it down.
I said you could get three games for the price of two.
Okay.
Or buy two games and get one free. Same thing.
Like two. Buy two. You're getting the same amount of games.
Yeah, you're getting three. Right. Or buy three of them for the price of two. Yeah.
True.
Anyway, so there's the
link.
You know what? Let me put this link real quick on
the chat.
Yeah, I'll put that on the chat. And then you can distribute that.
Yeah, and I like that because, you know, Black Friday, holiday shopping is around the corner. And it just, it's funny also to me is seeing, even back in October, where I was seeing Christmas commercials in October. I'm like, bro, can we get through Halloween first before y'all put all that on us? And now, you know, we got Christmas commercials already. We ain't even to Thanksgiving yet. So at least they doing something to help the consumer out, you know, since we're going to be spending millions and billions of dollars. It's going to be it's probably every year. I think the world breaks new records in spending money between Black Friday and Christmas every year, you know, and it's just like, we get caught up in the vicious cycle.
Yes.
Sometimes buying things we don't need or buying things we can't afford. It's like, oh, why did I just buy this? What do I need this for? What's going on right here? Speaking of that, so my quick hitting news bit or bite is Apple. Man, Apple, I don't know. They're becoming that the anti-villain now, like Venom, but at least people like Venom. So Apple, my story is Apple complicates Netflix gaming push.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Of course they
so
will.
So, you know, Netflix, yeah, of course, exactly. So Netflix is starting to produce its own video games, as we mentioned a few weeks ago, as an additional offering for its subscribers at no charge. So Apple said, you know what, we're about to complicate that picture. So this is what they're doing, John, and listeners and viewers. So with Netflix gaming ambitions, you know, it's being slowed down by, you know, the little Apple, and you know, I got the bite out of it. I wonder who takes the bite out of the Apple. I want to know that, John. That's a good trivia question.
The CEO.
Who takes the bite of the Apple logo out of Apple logo? All right, we'll find that out later. So it says the leading video stream company has been developing games as a way to attract and retain new customers. So releasing titles on Android earlier this month, like we mentioned, and the games are offered to free company subscribers who is numbered to 213.6 million as of September 30th. That's a lot of people. That is a lot of people. So however, Apple says, Apple has retained its right to keep other games out of the App Store. So in its court, during this court battle with Epic Games, so it's preventing Netflix and other offering an easy to use platform for mobile iOS users. So Apple also doesn't allow third party to offer gaming platforms on its Apple Store, blocking products like Xbox Cloud Gaming, NVIDIA, GeForce Now, and Google Stadia from appearing in the fully realized form of iPhones and iPads. So let me just give you a couple numbers here. So yeah, Apple's being some meanies. They're being Debo, basically. So some numbers here. So the Apple Store generates $19 billion in annual revenue, most of which comes from its 30% developer fee. That's what Apple and Epic are in the battle for. In an in-app purchases inside free-to-play games. So, you know, you download the game and you get to that level and you're like, dang, I'm stuck. Then it has a little commercial come up. Hey, why don't you buy this little thing? It's going to make you get past this level. That's where they suck. They get the hook in and like, come here. And actually that hook is going to your pocket. It's going to your wallet and your credit card is grabbing that. So it's the number of iPhone users topped around a billion people in January, according to this company. And also Apple has been trying to move into Netflix domain, that means obviously movies and TV shows, which they have. They have some good shows that we talked about. But lag so far behind the Apple TV is under 20 million subscribers, as we just mentioned, with the, I think it was like 200 million in Netflix. So
that's crazy.
A big discrepancy. They're getting their butt kicked. So Netflix is 213.6 million as of September 30th, and Apple TV is only 20 million? Woo-wee. Yeah, they're getting their butt kicked, so they mad. I see they bitter. That's why they're holding. They say, hey, you know what? You can't come in here. They're being discriminatory right there. Subscribers. Oh, so there's 20 million subscribers since July. And so now, I mean, as we know, Netflix plans to release more games individually on the App Store, allowing users to launch but not play them from the Netflix app. So that's what's going on between Apple being the Apple's like being the big brother that's not letting his little brother play with everybody else.
You know what's really interesting about this, Aman, is we had this Epic Games Apple thing like a year ago, right? Talking about this, and this thing's going to drag on for probably even longer than that. But now that story is affecting other companies. So now this Epic Apple battle has now affected Netflix. I mean, we're talking about major corporations with billions and billions of dollars on the line here. And now Netflix can't get their game into Apple. They can in Android because of this court battle that's going on between Epic and Apple. It's just crazy how all these things are now affecting all these mega corporations. And it just kind of shows you how powerful really Apple is, that the likes of Netflix get shut down. 200 million subscribers. They can't do anything in the App Store right now like that.
Yeah, I was worried about Amazon. Like I was saying that, how, you know, how joking say that Amazon is like the umbrella company in Resident Evil. I think Apple is the Resident Evil umbrella corporation company now. I'm gonna flip that. So it's like they're doing things, you know, they like, hey, you know what? You ain't gonna let us in, we're gonna keep you out, or I can't make my money, we're gonna keep you out. So that's interesting. It is interesting. So man, once money gets in, you know, what's they say? Money is the root of all evils.
Yes.
Root of all evil. Here you go. So to the Twitch chat, back on the I think it was the shopping, it says, Atomic Sino says, I don't mind the store skipping Thanksgiving. Really? I want to know why. What's your answer? Why behind that, Atomic Sino? Why the, you know, advertising's, you know, going past not even Halloween? It's like, we don't even have Halloween yet. We see Christmas commercials. Come on, man. And then also the Nine says Black Friday deals are not even that amazing though, sadly. Hey, probably not. I don't know, because I never go out on Black Friday. As a kid, I know my mom and dad, I remember my dad telling me this one story when he was trying to track down Fortress Maximus, an Autobot character toy. And my stepdad is 6'5", has a bum knee, and he's trying to run down the aisle when they open the doors. And thank God I was an old lineman. I knew how to push. So I was just pushing people. I was like, what? I was like, because this is, you know, Christmas Day. I'm opening the gift. He said, boy, you better enjoy that gift. I said, what? He said, man, I was pushing people on the ground, knocking people out my way. I was like, what? He said, yeah, they were going in for that between Optimus Prime and Fortress Maximus. I was like, oh, Dad. I mean, I still have it. Actually, it's right behind me. I still have it, Dad. So. Oh man, I was like, I said, you know what? No, I'm not doing it. I am not doing Black Friday shopping ever. It's been online for my entirety as an adult, shopping for kids, my wife, friends, family. It's been online or app shopping. So I don't have to pull out no A-Gap Blitz pickup when I'm trying to pick up a My Little Pony doll for my daughter or something. It wasn't gonna happen.
I saw a funny meme, and I'm gonna butcher it, so I apologize, but the whole point of it was about Black Friday, and somebody had, you know, they took a screenshot of a tweet or whatever, and it said something like, how many TVs do you guys need? Every year you're going to Black Friday to get a TV. Are you guys like, how many? Because that's always the big hot deal. Like, how many TVs do we need? Like, every year people are pushing each other to get TVs. Like, you don't got a TV by now?
Straight up fighting. I've seen stuff on YouTube or WorldStar where they straight going at it for TVs. And TVs, that's a vicious cycle. Because right now, you could go buy a 70-inch TV for like maybe $500. $500. A 70 inch. A 70 inch would cost you back in like 05, 06, like 10 grand.
Oh, sure. My 42-inch, I have a 42-inch plasma TV that still works, so we still use it. It's from Panasonic.
Right.
Panasonic, one of the greatest companies ever. I don't know why they shut down. They really are. Made quality products. 2000, I think it was manufactured in 2008. That thing I got on sale for $1,200, 42 inches.
Right. Nice. That's a good pickup. I got one in my bedroom. It's probably a little bit bigger, but yeah, it was 08. It was an 08 model and it's still hanging in there. Every now and then it does a little glitch to the screen and we're like, oh man, it's out. It's like, we know it's going to fall, you know, it's going to just crap out one day. Isn't this not quite there? It's be like, oh man, is this it? They're like, oh, it's working again.
Yeah, let me guess. Let me guess. It's not a Panasonic.
It's not a Panasonic. You're right. It's not a Panasonic. I think it's Fujitsu. It's a Fujitsu. I think it is.
I don't know.
And in the living room, we have a Samsung. Yeah. That's like Panasonic's opponent right now. Competitor, I'll say. And then one more thing from Atomic. Oh, no. Then Atomic Cena says, doesn't Apple have their game streaming service? Yep, they do have a game streaming service as well. So you know what? That's what I said. They debone. Well, yeah, they kind of debone people. And then last one from Atomic Cena here says, I've gotten too much food poisoning on Thanksgiving to have any love for that holiday.
Oh, that's...
I don't like stores. He says, I don't like store shopping. Or wait a minute. I don't like store skipping Halloween, but Thanksgiving is fine. Oh, man. All right, food poisoning is the worst. I got to agree with Atomic Cena there. It will ruin a whole week for me. Because you know, that's how long you're about being sick. A food poisoning takes about a week to get out of your system and it will ruin a whole week. So
I think that has got to be the saddest story ever.
It
Halloween
is. Atomic
Cena. I'm sorry. Yeah. Thanksgiving is one of the most fun holidays because you get lots of good food and you get to sit around and watch football. And his Thanksgiving.
You don't enjoy it.
Is now
he
ruined.
Has nightmares.
Yeah.
It's ruined. What dish was it, Atomic?
That's too bad.
I just want to know, what was the dish? Was it the actual turkey? Was it stuffing? Was it macaroni and cheese? What was the dish that gave you food poisoning that has ruined Thanksgiving for yourself?
Okay, let's go to the next thing. And while we're going to the next, let's guess what we think it was that he thinks got him food poisoning.
And before we go to the next thing, Notorious Afro says, Amon, love saying Debo as a verb. Hey. It is. When you watch Friday, you will thank me if you haven't seen the movie Friday, which you have. If you're above the age of 30, you better have seen Friday at least one time. It will change your life. And we'll get on. Hold on, let me hit here. I got monitor screen stuff in front of me here. Let's get on down to we're gonna jump into our game. This or that.
This or that.
Yeah, so I'll start with this or that. By the way, my guess on the Thanksgiving meal that got one of our listeners sick.
Atomic Cena.
What would it be that would get you sick? It has to be something. The turkey. I'm going to go turkey undercooked.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, I mean, that's a big one. Because everything else is kind of vegetable based. Yeah. Like
you can't get sick from potatoes or stuffing.
Stuffing, it'd be hard. Joe Warren says stuffing for sure for him. Big Boom Howard says deviled eggs, maybe. Asking a question too.
Okay.
He's asking a question to
that's Cena. That's a nice deviled guess. Eggs. I'll put deviled eggs.
That is a good guess. Yep.
You couldn't get sick from Notorious, a pie, could you?
Maybe. Notorious Afro asks Atomic Cena who is cooking. And he says my grandma, but one year my aunt gave me a full exorcist vomit. Wow. That's projectile. That's coming to take people's eyeballs out.
Whoa.
The exorcist disgusting. Vomit. Yeah.
That's disgusting thinking about. All right. Number one, this or that. While we wait for our
this
answer.
Or that. Yep.
Bruno Mars or Jason Derulo?
All right.
I am going to go.
They both dance pretty good.
24/7. I'm going to go Bruno Mars. There's something about the vibe that Bruno Mars brings that I really enjoy.
And make it two. I second that motion. I've seen Bruno in person. Now, I think when you know, you buy albums, you download CDs, you listen to what you listen to on Spotify, whatever. You know when a good artist is great when you hear him in person. Because I've been listening, you know, before I saw him at Super Bowl, where it was the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks, where the Broncos got destroyed. I was obviously into all the Bruno Mars, Jason Derulo too, Derulo. But the videos were more funny. I like the Lazy Song video of Bruno's. I like that, where they have the plaid shirts on, the monkey mask on, and they're doing a little synchronized dance and, you know, that pop, almost pop locking. I like all that. But seeing him in person, seeing Bruno Mars in person, took it a whole new level. When I saw him in the New York Stadium that year for the Super Bowl, I was like, he's an entertainer. I get it. So Bruno Mars for me, man, he was a fantastic in person.
Okay.
So we had Notorious says Bruno, his voice is like silk. That's what she adds on that. Big Boom Howard says Bruno as well. And then talking on back to the food reference, Notorious Afro says, and everyone can listen, baby and grandma. I must have missed something there. I got to go back. Oh, the women in our family are trying to kill you. to kill you, they may have insurance for you. That was Notorious referencing to Atomic Sino. All right, next item on the list, John.
Okay, have we found out what was the culprit of the food poisoning? Which food?
He said, I believe it was the turkey. Bing, 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 bing. It was somehow both too dry to swallow and undercooked.
You can't be eating
poultry.
Undercooked.
You can't. That's a poultry. Poultry, you cannot have undercooked.
No.
It could be burnt to a crisp, but it cannot be undercooked. You will get sick. That will happen.
Oh, what an awful way to get food poisoning. All right. Yes. This or that. Next one. I don't know where you're going with this. Is it because of what I got going here? Ponytails or bun? And I'm going to go first. And this isn't, I don't think, officially a bun, but I call it a bun. So I'm going to go bun, because a ponytail just kind of flops around.
It just popped in my head while I was making the list. And I'm like, I think I was watching TV and I saw maybe an actor or actress. All right. Yeah. Somebody with ponytails and a bun. And I was like, ponytails, bun. And I like ponytails. I'm a ponytail guy. And I don't know why. I think it's cool. I think it's neat. You know, wish I could. I'm going to do some afro with all this. When my hair is out, I could do like afro ponytails.
Like pigtails.
Like pigtails. Like Lady of Rage from Death Row. For the dog pound.
I did pigtails once, like a month ago or so. It is not a good look for me, at least.
All right. Because you've done pigtails.
I just to put it in to see what it looks like.
Right. I thought, didn't you come on the podcast like that or stream
with pigtails?
I thought you did pigtails or something. I could swear, but I know you had the bun. You've done the bun several times, which is cool. It definitely is a go-to. I think that's a go-to for guys and ladies with long hair, and it's a quick fix to wear to keep your hair out your face, all that while you're trying to do something. Another potential hazard in the food department, Joel Warren 23 says sausage, oysters, and stuffing. Ew.
Oysters.
Sausage and oysters and stuffing? Where did that recipe come from, Joe Warren? I just want to know that. Who brought you that recipe? That is a recipe for projectile vomit. That is different right there. Oh, man. And then Big Boom Howard says, great movie. Talking about movies with Friday, what I mentioned here a few minutes ago. So, all right, next item on the list, John.
Abstain from alcohol or abstain from caffeine. I've done both. I just got done through Soberish October. I'll tell you what, I really didn't miss the alcohol. I did miss like just having a drink to sit down and watch a game or something. But overall, I did not miss the alcohol. In fact, I think I slept much better too. Caffeine. Yeah, it's not as hard for me. I did this 2 years ago and I found out the decaf coffee tasted just as good.
Right.
Wow. I'd rather abstain from caffeine though, because I'd like to have a drink at night.
For me, it's easy one. This is definitely easy. Alcohol. I've never been a big alcohol drinker. I did. A friend of mine that I was with on the trip, Tim, he asked me, "Hey, Amon, you want to drink this bourbon?" He's a bourbon guy, and I was like, "Is it straight?" You know, because I usually get stuff mixed drinks. I'm a cocktail guy. I don't want to taste the alcohol. But for my friend, And I'll do this for you too, John. Any of my friends, Notorious, any of the Greenies, if we're out having a drink and it's something I don't usually drink, I will give it a shot. I will try something once. So he said, I'm on, try this bourbon straight. It was like one ice cube in it too. I'm like, ooh. And it was like drinking, like if I tasted Lysol or what that tastes like, is this a blunt, straight force taste? And I had a couple glasses of it. And the next 2 days, I was like, I'm watering it down for the whole rest of the weekend. It's not happening. It's not happening. So I'm abstaining from alcohol. Caffeine, I mean, it doesn't really hit me sometimes. I'm like almost, my body's like oblivious to it when I drink it. Then nothing happens. Sometimes, I think one time when I was a kid, it happened where I was like, what? Let's do this. Let's do that. You know, I was all over the place. But abstain from alcohol for sure.
Yeah. Caffeine really doesn't hit me like a lot of people describe it either. That's pretty funny. What I do, like, I have those big ice cubes, big thick ones. You drop them in a little tumbler glass. You pour a little whiskey over that. You let the water
melt.
That's
how they did it to me.
Oh, that's, you sit back and you sit out in the campfire or something, sip that. Oh, that's living right there.
Yeah. And then real quick to the chat, Notorious, this statement is not true. She says Amon was Frank the Tank in college. No, I was not. That's clarification and not canon. What I'm saying is canon. I was not Frank the Tank in college. And then Roasted Bananas, and you better Roasted Bananas, because this is one of my players who is under the age of 21. You better abstain from alcohol. Okay. And then Big B, he's laughing at, I said Lysol and beer or whatever, the taste of the bourbon. All right. Next item on the list, John, what you got there?
This is an easy one. Water fountain or bubbler? Now, I know I'm from this. Well, I live in the state of Wisconsin, and everybody around here.
So the next question is kind of Wisconsin based questions.
Yes.
All right. Bubbler.
It's a water fountain.
It is.
Yeah.
I wasn't born here. When I got here, I learned about bubbler, and I'm like, what's a bubbler? Oh, it's that thing right there. I said, that's a water fountain. They're like, no, it's a bubbler. And you want to know what I found looking for pictures for bubbler? What's actually a bubbler? For all the wee heads in the house, it's a bong. That's another name for bong.
Oh.
It's a bubbler. I did not know that. I was well under unaware of that. But I am going water fountain. No confusion there at all.
And bubbler is just a weird term that's just in this one pocket of the country, really, which is Wisconsin. Everybody else
which is Wisconsin is correct. And Tom Pacino said a bubbler is a specific style of fountain.
Really?
I had the graphic. Maybe it would have been that in the graphic if I didn't have the technical difficulties. Maybe it was that one. So maybe next week, or maybe I'll put a picture. I'll post it later. I'll post it on TikTok later.
There you go.
Because I always do some of the this or that. We're on TikTok as well. I'm on AG_GamersLounge on TikTok.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Let's go.
Next one. Wisconsin Dells or Door County? Easy for me. Door County. It's peaceful.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I could have swore you're going to say Wisconsin Dells.
No, I went to the Dells this past summer. It was fine. It's fun for a day or two, but my gosh, it is crowded. It's just tourists, trap stuff, and... Go to Door County, enjoy like all the little shops, which is also a tourist trap, but in a different way. Enjoy the nature. You can go enjoy nature. You can't go to the Dells and enjoy nature.
Yeah, on the Ducks, you can.
Oh, I suppose. The Ducks are good. I'll give the Ducks. The Ducks are a good part of the Dells.
Okay. So I'm going to go Dells. I'm a Dells guy. Wife and kids down when they were little years ago. We haven't been back. We've been back a few times. I've been back for a few events. But it's fun. It's like a little mini. It's probably a bad description when I say it's like a mini, just because it's like a lot of stuff going on for Wisconsin in one small spot. I say it's similar to Vegas, because you know how when you go to Vegas for the first time, you're kind of like, oh my God, look at that. It's like 1,000 things in like a five block radius. So it's kind of like that. It's not Vegas, but I'm saying it's just so many things in a small area. That you'd be like, all right, I want to go do that. I want to try that tomorrow. I want to do that, you know, for after dinner. You're always pointing out things when you're driving down the main strip of Wisconsin. There's like one street that hits everything. And so it's like that. So I'm going to go Dells. And then real quick, Notorious Afro, a bubbler is a water fountain in the state of Wisconsin, just for full definition. And it's people in Wisconsin that calls it bubblers, Roger the Dodger or Roger Dodger. All right. And Roasted Banana says, that's what's fun about the Dells. You can get to see people from all over the world. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Good job. Good observation there. Roasted Bananas. Next one, John.
All right. You got Al Giroux.
Al Giroux.
Giroux.
And Eric Benet.
Eric Benet.
They're from Wisconsin.
I don't know what's going on here.
Oh man, Al Giroux is an old school singer.
Okay.
Eric Benet is not quite old school. He was married to Halle Berry. He messed that up. He's from Milwaukee. They're both from Wisconsin. I guess Al Giroux is from Wisconsin. I did not know that. He's a very popular soul R&B singer from the 80s, the 70s and the 80s and early 90s. I don't know if he's put out anything recently. This is like, I grew up where my mom and dad was playing like old albums of these guys, of Al Giroux for sure.
Al Giroux was more. Passed away in 2017, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but he has some great, type in, people screenshot that, or Al Giroux, Google it, get educated, get cultured on some good, fine soul R&B music. That is the guy. And then Eric Benet has some good hits, but obviously he's notorious known for making it bad with him and Halle and being the baddie in that relationship there.
I'm going to go with Al Giroux. I'm going to go with Al Giroux. Won the 82 Grammy for Best Male Pop Vocal, won 7 Grammy Awards in all, and has the theme song for the 1980s television series Moonlighting.
Yeah. That was one of the shows I watched too. I don't know. I was a kid.
Moonlighting.
I watched Moonlighting with Bruce Willis and what's her name? Santa Tweed. It was something Tweed. Last name was Tweed, I thought. She was his boss. She was Bruce Willis's boss in the TV show. So they're a big B spelled. They got it spelled. I think it's with an A, maybe an E. But if not, Google will correct you. So check up. Get cultured with some Al Giroux, also from Wisconsin, which I did not know. That was a good education bit. Like a little factoid. All right, John. I think it's a couple more items or one more item.
Last one. Skyship Studios or Raven Software?
So video game companies in Wisconsin. I think Raven Software is in Madison and Skyship Studios is in Milwaukee. And Raven Software has been part of Call of Duty, World War One, Call of Duty 2, some of the Black Ops. And And then Skyship Studios was more, I know one of the games on their list they helped develop was Minecraft. And so they got, that's big, that's a big kids game. I say all my players at Lakeland, that's their game. Skyship Studio, that is their game. I'm trying to think what else they got here.
I'm going to go with Raven Software. It's in Middleton, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Middleton. That's right down the street.
Yeah.
From where you're at.
I feel like we should just go over there and do a show from there.
Probably.
Let's go. Yep. Let's go.
So Skyship Studios, Minecraft, Guild Wars, Space Quest, Tribes, and many others. It doesn't say where. Oh, Madison. Yep. Oh, they're in Madison too. Excuse me. So they're not far from Raven Software.
Wow. Let's go there too. Hub,
a little video game hub.
What's going on? It's like the
I knew Raven Software was there. I learned about Raven Software back when I was playing. I did an event and somebody I met there gave me their card and I looked at it. I'm like, looks familiar. And they said, oh, yeah, we helped develop Call of Duty. I was like, oh, that's dope. Nice. Atomic Xeno says Human Head Studios is also in Wisconsin. Let us know what games, Atomic Xeno. All right. We're heading on to, now we're getting on out of here to what we usually do out there. What's on stream?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
There we go. What's on stream?
Row, row, row your boat gently up the... sorry. Excuse me. It's time for What's on Stream.
We got two shows, the one you're going to talk about and mine I'm going to talk about are back. I got the fun one.
Yes.
No, they're both fun. This one's fun in a kid, I say not even a kid way, more of an adult way. If you're under the age of 18, you should not watch this show. It's on Netflix. It's called Big Mouth Season 5. They are back. and it is written by comedian actor Nick Kroll. He's almost like, I think we could kind of be neck and neck. I think I won't be as raunchy if I ever develop a TV show. The TV shows I dreamed of is like, I'm developing shows for Saturday morning cartoons, you know, okay. More fun. Yeah. You wake up and kids under 10 can watch it. Nick Kroll is like, anybody over 18, you all have it. Anybody under 18, don't do it. So it's a show that has a character that's actually tailored after himself. And so Andrew is learning firsthand experience the nightmare that is growing up in an anime series geared toward adults, definitely, like I said. And alongside the ride are his friends Nick and Jesse, who develop budding romance along the way. And the comedian veteran, so Big Mouth has, I say, John Mulaney, Nick Kroll, and I love Maya Rudolph. She is hilarious. And then Jordan Peele, he does a spot of Duke Ellington. He's Duke Ellington's ghost in a few of the seasons. So season 5 is up, and right now it's the love bug season. So in the show, is they're in high school now, or freshman in high school, and now everybody's catching the love bug. That first love is happening to some of the characters. So you're about to see the debauchery. Watch the debauchery that goes on for, I believe it's 10 episodes. It's usually about 10 episodes. And so you can watch the debauchery of 10 episodes from starting now and all the way, episodes take you all the way from before and after Thanksgiving all the way to New Year. So 10 episodes of Big Mouth on Netflix. Check it out. What you got there, John? What's
that? Well, there are so many shows that I have either started and for whatever reason stopped watching. Who Killed Sarah is one of those. And I stopped watching because I just kind of got sick of it.
And Big D was harassing you with it, right?
Yes. Big Mouth, I started watching this a couple years ago. And I don't know why I ever stopped. I think it's because I'm always around my 8-year-old. And if I'm trying to watch something, I'm like, I can't put this on. And I think that just kind of, and then at night when my wife and I are able to watch like adult shows, I just never got to Big Mouth. So that's something I got to get back on that train, because that's a pretty funny show.
It is.
Yeah.
But I hear you there. You got to be a good dad.
So my pick is Dexter New Blood. It's season 9. It's on Showtime. And they're putting it out week by week, so you can't go binge watch it. And you remember Dexter, he's the serial killer.
Oh, they're doing Disney Plus style. They're doing like Disney Plus doing. I was going to binge it.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Can't binge it.
And what's really weird, too, is, you know, if you have like HBO or some of these other streaming entities, if you have cable, you can just log into your cable stuff and get it. I couldn't do that with Showtime. Like it wouldn't, it's like, here, go buy it for whatever it is a month. I'm like, I have Showtime. What are you doing, Showtime? So I actually had to go old school, go on my on demand from my cable provider, and they have access to it. So I'm watching it like not through streaming, but through on demand, which is kind of a through the cable. But anyway, I watched the first episode of the new season, and I am still we'll see how it goes. It's Dexter. He is 10 years after he went missing, and then he moved to Oregon and just kind of hid out in the woods.
I thought it was Canada.
I don't know. It says Oregon in here, I think.
Oh, it says Oregon. I thought he went north, like way north, the great north.
He went somewhere away, and he's not killing people, and he hasn't killed people, and he's struggling with it, though. And you can tell in this first episode, like he wants to.
The thing he enjoyed doing. Yeah, he's like, loves killing the baddies. Mm-hmm. Any bad person that he sees in his morals, because remember he has his values and his morals that are violated, they're done. They're chopped up in a whole bunch of pieces and put in little grocery or little garbage bags and throw out. Well, you don't have the ocean no more. He doesn't live in Miami no more. So he's got to find a lake. And then lake, you could scrub a lake and he could get caught real quick there.
So some mixed, by the way, some mixed reviews. Some people saying that Dexter, it's moving forward into new territories as a series. The other one saying they're not doing anything new. It's just they haven't redefined the character of Dexter. He's still the same. I don't know. I'm not going to judge it till it's done, but I'll be watching week by week on this one.
Right. And Big B says back on real quick at the beginning of the talking about this game, Skyship Studios and Ramsar. He said Wisconsin has sports, cheese, and video game studios. Hey, that's a good combination. A good combination. And then, of course, he asks, you know what Big B's about to ask you.
Yeah.
Who killed Sarah, John? Who killed Sarah?
I don't know.
We'll never know. He said, we'll never know. We'll never know.
I plan to find out someday. I do.
We will.
I really do.
We will. So check out those shows. Recommendations from us. No judgment. Watch it and then create your judgment. That's how you do it. Even like I said, tip, movie tip. Moving forward, movie, TV show, any entertainment tip. Watch it for yourself because you don't never know. You might miss out on something good.
But look,
just because you see one critic and says it's bad, go see it.
You think this guy behind me is going to stop? Look at, he's already bloody. He's carrying a bag and he's looking. Yeah. I mean, what are they trying to tell us that
it's their bread and butter? It's their bread and butter.
Look at him. He's looking at me. Okay.
He's going to get you, John. Be good. As long as you stand within the morals, you're good. All right. What, you petting him?
Let's calm down, Dexter. What's in the bag?
That's awesome. That is awesome. Oh, man. Oh, dude, you're hilarious right there. That was a good one. He was petting him. Dexter, here we go. All right. Now we're on to our last one of our last, or the last segment. Did it work? Did I hit the button right? There we go.
Release the game. It's time for the game releases. Game releases.
All right. For my game of the week, we got to figure out what dog, what kind of breed dog that is. Right at the end. Oh, man. But yeah, Forza Motorsports 5. Actually, I remember doing a activation for Microsoft and Forza out at E3. Back in 2017, and it was, I believe that might've been Forza 4. So it's out now, comes out this week, actually came out yesterday. And then, so it's a racing game, as everybody know, it's developed by Turn 10 Studios and published by Microsoft Studios for the Xbox Series X. So you got new updates. Hold up, I know I've been looking at this trailer. This trailer is completely and utterly awesomeness. And it likes a little picturesque. I wish I had the graphics up. We could talk about it. But new maps, new tracks. Hold on, let me get to where the maps are, where they're racing. Because they race all over the world, Forza. All over the world. Here. As cool new cars. What's it? Yeah, Doom Buggy. Like, what's it? Desert Racing, which is something good, which I will always want to do, but obviously can't. Because I don't have a Doom Buggy. I've seen one. Those are pretty dope.
Yeah.
So it's open world racing that has been raised so many different ways. So a map of Mexico that's bigger, higher, and wildly more varied than any Horizon game yet. A fresh change to the way Horizon Festival itself is gradually constructed, which results in the one-off events deliberately designed to showcase Horizon 5. So Forza and Horizon 5, I didn't say the whole name, is at its best. So improved tools to allow you to build completely custom events. So not only build your events, you know, racing venues, you could build out your car as well. So more or less indisquishable. Oh, I messed that word up. Woo-wee. Indescribable for those crafted by developers themselves. That was bad.
I do it all the time.
An enormous visual upgrade, especially lighting, tray smoke, and dust effects. Hundreds and hundreds of new custom parts for your rims, performance mods, and cars with more characters than ever before. So drastic sound improvements, better handling. Yeah, because that drive, like if you don't come in that game knowing that you're actually driving a real car, John, you're gonna be get T-boned, or you're gonna be hitting a guardrail very hard. You don't want to do that when you mess up your nice new Lamborghini that you then was able to unlock. You want to keep that thing pristine. So get the handling down, more gradual preferences and options, more online activities. And it's really fun and incredible to race across this world of Forza Horizon 5. That's 5. That was my Dave Chappelle reference right there.
Nice.
I hope you enjoy that. I think it's, oh man, I didn't get the price. Oh, I'll look for the price while you talk about it.
I got it, $59.99.
There you go. I was trying to get that. So check it out. It's actually priced pretty good. That's not bad for your gamers out there that love that game. I know I like, I have three, I think. I don't have four. I have three for sure. Give it to me when I did the event. What's your, I'm interested in your game, John. What you got going here?
Well, as always, I pick a game that I think sounds cool, and then I go research it. And the game I thought sounded cool is on PC, and it's called Breakwaters. Adventure through, this is how they describe it at their at Steam website. Adventure through an ever-changing oceanic world that evolves the way you interact with water. Swim, sail, and fly to find new islands with unique resources to build, craft, and survive. Join friends online and build a home to defend or defeat massive titans, bringing calm to the waves. So just looking at some of the screenshots and some of the video, you are on this island. Like they say, you can apparently join friends. You build your house. You build a little community. You make sure everything's working well, but then you have to protect it from these titans who are trying to attack your island. And so there's some adventure through it, through that. It's on PC. I don't have a price for it, but it comes out in December of 2021. It got pushed back, it looks like. So I don't have the price for this one, though.
I'm looking on Steam. If it's on Steam, it's pretty, it's most likely a really good price.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They always got good prices, from $10 up to $30. Anywhere around there, you should be okay.
My guess is it'll probably fall into that Steam price point, somewhere in line with that.
Yeah, Steam doesn't let you down. They got games on there for $1, and they're awesome.
Yeah.
What was it? Among Us was on there forever before it didn't got popular. I believe it was only like $15 or $10 or something like that. Ooh. So they make it fun. You can buy a whole bunch of games. And PC games, some of them don't take up that much storage. Hint, hint, Activision. I downloaded for my players because we got to, you know, obviously get ready for the new season in the spring. And we got the game codes for Call of Duty Vanguard. Shout outs to my man Preston out of GameStop. Thank you. 50 gigabytes, first download. 50. That's a lot. That's heavy. And these computers are just hanging on for dear life at Lakeland right now. Our storage is like, we're squeezing pennies out of it. We're squeezing water out of a rock right now on shore, on storage space on our PCs.
I believe it.
It's getting tight. It's getting tight in there. Oh man. So yeah, when I saw your game, I'm like, this is Moses. I saw him like partying the water.
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy is like Moses in the game. I'm like, that's pretty dope. I'm like, you get to play around and be Moses, basically.
Yeah, and you can bend the water to your will. You can bend the water to make it do what you want.
Right. And then of course, there's always haters. The haters, as you call it, what was the monster? What was the villains?
The Titans.
The Titans. They're the baddies in the game. Stop being haters, Titans. It's called Triple. Oh, my favorite name is in the chat. Triple Nickel Pickle Tickle. Oh, geez. The name of the game is called Breakwaters. It's on Steam. Check it out. And I talked about Forza Horizon 5, which you can get it on PC, on Xbox, and Microsoft. Microsoft Surface, I think, is on your PC. So, yeah. But yeah, it's like he was walking around like Moses, just separate the water. Get out, you know, help us. Let my people go. Is it what he said? Is that what he said? Let my people go.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And you know what, John? We're at the end of our show, man. Oh, man, we are done. Great show. Chat here in the Twitch. Appreciate you. Good questions. Good feedback. Triple Nickel Pickle Tickle. That's got to be, oh, man. He put some thought into that. That is a beautiful name. That is an awesome name. Big B, Notorious Afro, Joe Warren, thank you for jumping in. You're new in the chat. You are now a greenie, by the way. If you're in my chat during my stream, you are a greenie, man. That is who you are. That's part of your, when somebody could say who you hang out with or who you watch or who, what club are you a part of, what community, they say, I'm part of the greenies, the Amon Green TV, Amon Green Gamers Lounge crew. Boom. Greenies. There it is. So I hope everyone have a fantastic week. We'll be back next week. We got a guest. He goes by the name of Chris Rivers. If you look him up, you're going to find out who exactly he is. He has a lot of names under his belt. He's a fun guy. He's an interesting and artiste guy. He does a lot of things. He plays video games. He raps. He does all this fun stuff. But he'll be on next week with us, me and John, and the Gamers Lounge. So hope to see y'all next week. And again, follow us on Gamers Lounge underscore Insta. That's a Gamers Lounge, AG underscore Gamers Lounge on Instagram and Twitter. And then you can follow me at AmonGreen30, all one word, on Instagram and Twitter. Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Twitter. John, let everybody know where they can find you.
On Twitter at John Audius Radio, at John Cast Podcast on Instagram and Twitter as well.
All right. So, yes, Big B, Big Pun Son, if you remember that rapper from back in the late 90s.
Yeah.
All the 90s. Yes, Chris Rivers. That is his name. And he will be on the show with us next week. So, guys, tune in. Everyone have a fantastic week. Enjoy the weekend. Have a great time. Peace.